problem, and the Zionists are running the problem, so just pull your money out of the bank.
Yeah, I have that 2007 image of the chainsaws where those bankers were symbolically cutting through all that red tape. There's like 3 foot of regulations, you know. But my break is here. Stay over here, Mike, and we'll continue after the break here, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, we'll be right back, everyone. 1-800-313-9443. Stay tuned.
Turn it on.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one from Amazon.com. I just wanted you to know I saw my doctor and I laughed because he said, I don't know what you're doing, but keep doing it. I have been taking Extendivite. I had borderline high blood pressure, heart flutter, high cholesterol. I changed my diet and included Extendivite with an amazing turnaround for the better. A few months later, I had a doctor's appointment and took a stress test. I passed. No heart flutter. Blood pressure was perfect. My doctor even took me off my medicine. I thank you truly from the bottom of my heart. This stuff works, and I'm so grateful for Extendivite. Thank you, Justin G. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Abroad, there were some who admired the way this new Germany stood up for herself.
In America, we've had many reports against your new government, and in most cases, this has caused hasty demonstrations everywhere. I can now say to you that the American people today realize that these stories are untrue and without foundation. I find that there's a new, fresh vitality here in Germany under your great leader and Chancellor Adolf Hitler, of whom I'm a great admirer. The new Germany will live, for you have the best centralized government in the world today.
Hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen. But it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to On Frequency with Heath Rogers here in Western Montana, currently talking with Mike in Colorado. Hey, Mike, I had a question, and then I had a comment for you about something. You've seen how a lumber mill works, right?
I'm not familiar with one. I know construction, but not a lumber mill.
They send a log through actually, it's computerized nowadays, to where they send a log, a round log through, and they cut the sides off. And then they start formulating whether it's going to be primarily 2x4s or 2x6s, and if they can get a 2x12 or whatever like that, you know. But what you said earlier reminded me of back in the 80s when I first heard about meat stitching, and I never heard that term before. And like in Montana here, you go to a Montana steakhouse, you get real Angus beef, good beef, you know. But back then, I worked for a steakhouse over in the Seattle, Bellevue area. And that's when I first heard that term of meat stitching. And that's where they extract the fat off of it, and then they perfectly cut the meat portion to where everything is what they call a 6-ounce or an 8-ounce steak. And then the meat, the fat is added back to the meat with that meat glue. And that's how they could keep their food cost, you know. And you start realizing that's like that green slime you hear about in pork. Pink slime, that's added in food. And I think I may have mentioned here before that I stopped at a town pump here once when I was working there, and I wanted to grab a simple ham and cheese sandwich. It was a ham and cheese, that's all I could see, with white bread and a pack of mayo. And I looked at the ingredients. There was like 50 some ingredients on there to keep the bread white, to stop the ham from turning green. And the list went on. You know, I'm going, this is poison.
And can I say something before your question?
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
And then, of course, then you had the, after they ground up the cows, and they put all the byproducts and feed it back to the cows, and maybe that's mad cow disease with Alzheimer's.
Correct.
And then we got dog food from China in the most expensive dog food with antifreeze in it. I buy the cheapest dog food because I'm poor, and my friend would buy the most expensive dog food, and his dog died, and that was because China put antifreeze in the dog food to import here. And guess what just happened? With, was it Johnson & Johnson with Gerber food? They put asbestos in the baby food. Now, everybody listening here knows.
Actually, that was baby powder. Baby powder. That was baby powder, not food.
Oh, okay, baby powder. But most people know that the colleges are secret societies, and the old colleges are real secret societies where they, with the philanthropy, they learn how to do this, and they learn how, what makes it work and what makes it don't. I'll shut up and let you continue.
Well, that's like marketing gimmicks is what sells to the public. Like, you know, it's like when you go out and you buy pre-portioned food, you have to realize that that is pre-portioned for a reason. And, of course, that's to maximize sales, of course. But it's no different than when you like all the ice cream now. I love vanilla ice cream, especially vanilla bean ice cream there. But it used to come out in 2-quart containers. Now it's 1.75, and they still charge the same price for it. And it's the same thing with your boxed items. You know, used to be
and it's able probably to get got the, high fructose corn syrup.
Oh, sure. Sure. They all do. And it's the same thing like your natural trail bars that are loaded with pesticides and stuff from the oats and whatever they're using nowadays. They just don't care. The only thing I do like is like over in Russia, where all their grain is genetically. You know, it isn't genetically modified. It's total grain, you know, and that's why people seek that. And I was just going to say, just like arms sales, where the U.S. has got those stipulations there, of what, like Duterte said down in the Philippines, that in buying arms with Russia, there's no strings. You don't have to buy all that genetically modified foods to be able to get your IMF loans to do business with the United States.
And I want to add a comment. I used to... Well, I worked for this guy for about 2 weeks. He was a gentleman. Well, he was the first. I don't remember his name. He was a He was a pharmaceuticalist that put it online for the first time. So he got piece, and then he sold it off for like $300 million. He has a house in Florida, two in Aspen, and then a farm in between Silt and Rifle in Colorado, and I worked for him. He has an organic farm. Guess what? It's not really organic. He hires illegals to do this stuff. There's no, the water doesn't work. Everything's a chaos, and now, you know, the government is skimping on organics. We're in trouble there, too. We're in big trouble, Keith. We're in big, big trouble, Keith.
I watched my daughter's really got this fetish for watching Judge Judy, and I really like her. I think she should be on the Supreme Court, even though it'd be one less Jew.
I do too. I like her too.
But anyway, she has these plausible things that really work there. But she was talking to a guy in Utah about this plane that he was trying to buy there, and he said under oath that he runs a landscaping business and he employs three illegals. That should have been right there grounds to have him in jail. But those things go by.
Well, we're attacked not from outside, from the inside. I was going to say, it's like the Wizard of Oz, who's behind the curtain.
Right.
The only optimistic, positive thing I can say is, first of all, I suggest my opinion. I'm not calling everybody to avoid the Patriot Act. See, there's a Patriot Act too, because pennies are like worth, old pennies are worth 2.9 cents. And I think Bush signed a executive order where you couldn't melt down pennies. Well, people are. People are melting down pennies for old pennies for copper because you can gain a third. And see, that's the government is, see, when they go invade other countries and do stuff, that's how they make their money. So, Bush did that, and then Clinton did an executive order against hemp. He signed it, no hemp. See, they always do that for things that could be marketable and could work
sure.
for the poor person. And they go kill people in other countries and try and steal all their stuff and make it legitimate.
That's my biggest thing there, Mike. I've cut you loose here. I got another call here. But one thing that bothers me the most is when I hear Donald Trump talk about a great military, great police, heroes. These guys should refuse lawfully refuse those orders to go over and illegally invade and occupy a country, bomb the civilian people and their infrastructure, and yet they're called heroes just as much as you have U.S. police who target unarmed Americans, shoot them in the back and all, and they're hailed as support to blue.
Well, I love talking to you. Did you have one question I can answer really quick, maybe?
No, it's just basically about the meat there, that this has been long going, how they've been trying to stitch our food together to basically get us to accept what they corporately put out, you know.
Well, even organic foods, not really scrutinized and really not officiated, and now the government's getting involved, and so you know it's going to be bad for you. I'll let you go, and I appreciate your show.
All right, my best to you. Okay, Mike. All right, take care of yourself. Yeah, you know, that's the problem. You see, with even this genetically modified stuff, if you want to go organic, they even charge you more for organic, and it's supposed to have less in it, which doesn't make sense. But there's always a market somewhere. Anyway, Ken up there in New York. Good evening, Ken. I hope you're having a nice night over there.
I am, thank you. Sorry to hear about your pet.
Yeah, poor Milo.
There's two things. The pink slime, they called it up here, or at least that's what I heard it was called. We actually had a store locally that put a sign up by the meat case that said, "We do not use pink slime."
I've seen that before, too.
Yes, and that's what they used to say. They also called it, the industry had a name for it called something like lean beef or something, some kind of lean something or other. It made it sound really tasty. And I remember the story well about the melamine in the cat and dog food in the 2006-2007 time. And when I had my cat, he was licking his stomach constantly, and I couldn't figure out if it was some kind of a skin problem, like a dermatitis, or whether his stomach was bothering him. So it turned out afterwards I started changing the food, and it didn't really seem to matter whether you bought the most expensive or the cheapest food. You read the ingredients, they'll have the same ingredients. Now, the melamine problem that occurred was with a company called Menu Foods up in Canada. They were importing all of this filler stuff from China, and some of the brands that got caught up in it were absolutely shocking. One of them was Hill Science Diet. That's the one where people get sucked into going, among others, not just that brand, but they get sucked into paying for prescription diets.
Right.
$2-$3 a can.
I always like the one that says new improved flavor, and I go, who do they ask, the dog or the cat, you know?
Right. I remember reading an article once where a woman wrote, why don't they make mouse-flavored cat food? Wouldn't that be what a cat really likes?
You saw that article out of Florida down there where that shelter that was euthanizing animals, it didn't sound bad. I mean, so many thousands of animals across this planet daily get euthanized, and there was nothing to it. But they were having a rash of dogs that are being poisoned to death, and they started looking into it, and they found out it was a euthanasia drug. And they found out that same shelter was selling that so-called meat to a food place, which is making dog and cat food. And the minute I heard of that, all I could think of was Soylent Green.
Yeah.
But these corporations will do anything for profit.
Yes. If I could just switch for a second. Have you heard of the story up in Vermont about the John had him on as a guest, Ted Pelkey? He's the guy that put up the giant hand symbol with the middle finger up. He had it carved out of wood, and it was because he's having a dispute with a town board up in Vermont that won't let him put his business. He has a large amount of property, and they won't let him put a garage on his property so he can move his business closer to his home.
I remember soldiers fought and died for his freedom, you know.
Yes, and it's a very similar case to another one in Texas where the board will start just rejecting out of hand any application and finding any excuse they can. And this poor guy, he has a good business, but he spent over $100,000 fighting this battle for the last 10 years.
Yeah, they call that lawfare.
And then, right. And then what he didn't realize was that, unfortunately, a lawyer isn't going to actually do anything for you when it comes to cases like that. And for the money that he spent on the lawyer, he may as well just have spent it on himself and learned to be a pro se.
Mm-hmm.
Because then he would be filing criminal complaints against the board as opposed to just trying to appeal to them, which is all a lawyer is going to do for you.
Yeah, Ken, I see that all the time, like whether you're in Oregon and you get fined and go to jail for 30 days for collecting your own rainwater, kids that have to have a permit to mow lawns, a permit to sell lemonade. They are extracting right. every bit of wealth out of this country, or what wealth might exist. From the people, and again, it's life by subscription. You have to pay to survive. If you live off-grid, they'll find some way to seize your property because they want someone paying a power bill there, or a sewer bill,
I heard that happened to somebody in Florida, a woman who had gotten herself off the grid. Well, anyway, this Ted went viral. If you look his name up, you'll see he's been interviewed by television. John interviewed him, and he spent $4,000 and had an artist, a local artist that works with a chainsaw. He carved his hand. It was really quite good. He's got a middle finger sticking up. He put it on a 16-foot pole outside of his house, and people that drive by are stopping to take pictures under it.
Well, with the sexual gender craze nowadays, that emblem might represent everyone, so you know it doesn't... I don't think it'd be offensive. Do you?
Well, apparently they get the meaning up there. It was aimed toward the town board.
Hmm.
Hmm. Look it up. It's amazing how viral the thing went.
What was his name again?
All right, well, Ted Pelkey, P-E-L-K-E-Y.
All right, I'll look that up, okay, Ken?
Oh, you'll love it.
All right, sounds good. All right, my bestie there. You know, I haven't been caring too much about world news, but I will say one thing. The Yellow Jackets movement from France has moved to Holland, is in UK now. And, of course, they're blaming Russia for all this. By God, you know. It's in, I think, four other countries now, too. People are just getting so sick and tired of these oligarchs that are trying to control the entire world there. Like the EU, which is a non-elected body. No one voted for them, and this is the reason they're having massive problems with Brexit. You know, of course, they got the Brexit scare. That toilet paper is going to cost more, you know. On top of that, millions plus New Jersey gun owners defy state law and refuse to turn over their banned gun mags. This is where the people are rising up. Now, remember, we've had in the last couple of weeks where homeowners have been shot. And the reason I want to bring this story out here is because of this. It's a stated goal here to take the guns away. And, of course, it goes off the fact of these AR-15s and all this crap like that, Glocks. But, they, you know, anyone caught with one of those now banned magazines in their possession faces up to 18 months in prison and, of course, a $10,000 fine or both for each magazine found. So, go back to that where it says millions plus. Now, what are they going to do, lock up a million people? This is where I think a peaceful revolt is good like that, you know, but we have the right to bear arms regardless. And, of course, the government doesn't think so. And, of course, as they push more of this fascism and tyranny on you, you'll see that more and more people are rising up. And, of course, they're the ones that are being branded as extremists. Homeland Security calls you a sovereign citizen. Spokane Sheriff calls you the equivalent of ISIS for being a constitutionalist. And we'll be right back. 1-800-313-9443. Stay tuned.
Double talk is all you get. And you want to
Attention RBN listeners. Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder of Frontsight Firearms Training, and Fate have come together to allow RBN to run another fundraiser till the end of the year. We didn't really expect this opportunity, but thankfully, it's here and running as you hear this. We've set a goal of 500 donations by the end of the year, which averages around 6 per day, 7 days a week. When you realize all the folks listening to RBN all hours of the day and night, we think our goal is realistic and extremely critical to keep RBN on the air. If everybody listening will seriously assess their ability with firearms and then take advantage of this opportunity, we feel our goal is very conservative. Please take the time to look over FrontSight's website to get an idea of an amazing facility and the world-class training that's going on there. If this interests you, you likely will have like-minded friends that would like to know. Tell them. If for some reason some listeners are not personally interested, consider sons and daughters, close friends, nieces or nephews, top valued employees, inform club members, share the opportunity with police and fire departments. It's not too early to plan Christmas presents for special people. This fundraiser has come at an extremely critical time for RBN because the dire need for equipment upgrades. We're running on the spare tire currently with no money to fix a flat, and the fuel gauge is bouncing on E. This is one of the most valuable ways you can help RBN financially because you get Commander lifetime membership value that is 50 times your donation and can be passed on forever. How many times during life do you get to leave a legacy? See more details and contact info on our webpage, republicbroadcasting.org, and thank you.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to On Frequency with Keith Rogers here in beautiful Western Montana. I forgot to mention, I wanted to mention this here out of that last story about the guns. That was a bill signed into law by last June by Governor Philip Murphy. He is a Democratic Socialist Communist, in which they said until December 11th, which is 4 days ago or so, 5 days ago, that they had to turn over those magazines there. But it always seems like these Democrats are the ones that want to remove the guns. And if anyone doesn't know history, when the socialism came to power like that, countless millions died. Just think of that. We have a caller online there, Ryan in Ohio. Good evening, Ryan. I hope you're having a good evening.
How you doing?
Hanging in there.
Yeah, I hear you there. You know, I could talk to you about a million things, but the one I was really thinking about tonight was, when it comes to guns and all that, was the Branch Davidians with David Koresh. And he tried to say, oh, he had all these illegal guns, and then he was...
They were at a gun show.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. You know, in my argument, you know, my father's a retired Cleveland policeman, my great-grandfather. I got a lot of friends who are policemen. But their recollection of the David Koresh thing is, because I don't pay attention, is that David Koresh was guilty because it was a warrant, and he should have just gave up. And my argument was right away, well, our federal government's out of control, and they're not there to, like, try to protect children like because who's, you know, that's a state's right, and nobody was ever really found guilty of this big gun. Well, there, two people were found guilty of illegal guns, but none of the David Koresh followers were found guilty of murder, none of them. Why? Because we, the people, were pretty much saying, those jurors said that our government was out of control and what they did, and those those FBI agents or the whatever they want to call them, whatever agents they were from, what they were doing was actually illegal, even though they had a warrant, because our government just overstepped its constitutional rights all the time.
Oh, you know what, Ryan, it's deeper than that, because it's been proven that Koresh was using a few of his so-called parishioners, kind of shopping them out to the CIA for this MK Ultra plan, which is no different than the Jonestown thing that I ran here a couple weeks back here also. These are covert things. Always, they always go after Christian organizations and, of course, demonize the guns. And this has been an agenda for God knows how long.
What, are you saying that Koresh was with the FBI or something?
No, he was with Mossad. Right before his the so-called demise here, he took a trip with a couple of his cohorts over to Israel.
So and this year, Mossad, it was Jewish or Khazaric, or what do you want to call
it? He was
that?
Jewish. He was Jewish.
See, that's one thing I didn't know, that it's always got to do with that, with these high school shootings, all these young kids, for even that one kid, the 15-year-old, is Jewish.
Yeah, it went further into that, Ryan, that he had information on the transfers from Meany, Arkansas, of the drugs. This story is deeper than most people realize, and that's why they blew up the Alpha P Mirror building, because it housed those records of not only that, with Janet Reno's using the military illegally against U.S. citizens, and that was those
tanks.
Janet
Reno, a guy?
No, it was a lesbian, but pretty close. Had to have a liquor license.
That was good.
They're all tied together. They're all tied together. I mean, this is this deep state thing. It all goes right, same back to Oliver North, all this.
Is there a good website I can go to read all these connections? That I've been finding these connections on my own over the years, but it's so much better with these great websites to help me do this. So
yeah,
I spend so
look
much
up,
time.
Look up William Cooper or Bill Cooper and Waco. And you'll get more of a thing. Remember, he was an intel agent there, and they've got hours of documented proof of what they use those tanks for. They even skewered an FBI agent on the barrel of one of those things. But I mean, it goes really deep there, and that's the only way people find out anything is to listen to these old archives, and that's why they want to destroy our so-called.
Get rid of these archives. We've got to get rid of these. You know, they used to burn down buildings. They didn't have like the internet and like little things to put them on, so they're
that. Yeah, that's the importance there, Ryan, of why they attacked that one corner of the building, because that housed all of Koresh's computer equipment in which they were doing all that siphoning. That, if you look, you'll see they were after certain information there that Koresh was supposed to hand over, and he didn't, and they were going to get it.
He was a Mossad agent.
Yeah, well,
was
I don't
he a rebellious agent?
I don't know if he was an agent or like that, but I know he definitely had two of his cohorts and him go to Israel right before that. So, you know, it's all linked. And just like the Mossad was with the British intelligence in the Jonestown, which was over there in British-held territories over there in Ghana there, they all are so tied together. And again, they always seem to like they target Christian organizations.
Oh, they do. They always do.
Yeah.
But what really impresses me, though, is like during the jurors actually found none of the Koresh leaders found guilty of murder, which is really impressive.
Well,
the jurors
same thing here with
kind of woke up something.
Yeah, the guy that lives up in Kalispell here that was it Ruby Ridge or whatever? He was found innocent on all charges, too. Like, you know, these are staged events, and again, they go after Christian gun owners. That's the main thesis to remember from all that. Anyway, Ryan, I got another caller here, and I'm going to have to cut you loose here, but yeah, you take care. Okay, thanks for calling in. Rhonda, good evening, Rhonda. Hope you're having a good night over there.
Hi, Keith. How are you doing?
No, I'm a sad day today. My poor Milo died, you know.
I know. I had a cat die, and I just lost it, but it was my sister gave him some Flea dip after he had a reaction to the first time, and it's not fun at all, I know. But anyway, so wanted to know if you've ever heard of the Hidden Faith of Founding Fathers video. Hidden Faith of the Founding Fathers. It was done in 2010.
I've heard some stuff on it, but you mean the Masonic stuff?
Yeah, there's like a three-hour video now. I mean, I'm just into an hour and 45, and I'm just like, what? You know what?
All right. Well, hang on. My mic's up here, Rhonda. Yeah, here, my music's okay. Here. So hang on. I'll be right back with you, okay? We'll be right back.
Okay. All right. Double talk is all you get.
And you want to. You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $400? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life, with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work.
In a little thing that you want to know, turn to talk radio.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to On Frequency with Keith Rogers here on RBN. We're talking with Rhonda in Missouri, and I have another caller lined up behind that. So go ahead, Rhonda.
Well, I'll keep it brief. But anyway, the Hidden Faith of the Founding Fathers.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, 56 Freemasons signed the Declaration of Independence. 13 of the 39 that signed the Constitution were Freemasons. So, but the thing about Freemasonry, and I didn't know this until I saw the documentary, but they believe that it's their good deeds and their works
right.
that are going to get them to heaven. And in Ephesians 2:9, you know, it says it is by grace that you've been saved, not through faith,
right.
by grace through faith, not by works.
Works. Yeah.
So, but, yeah. Anyway, so just real quick, a little overview of, Thomas Jefferson was never really said to be one, but he's on a lot of the Freemasons' buildings, I guess, or whatever. But Ben Franklin, his views on Christianity in a letter, shortly before he died, he wrote to Ezra Stiles, the president of Yale University.
You know what's important, Rhonda, what's important to remember is when you hear the phrase New World, remember they were leaving England and stuff, seeking the New World. And this is where that caption phrase of New World Order came from and who set it up.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's important to remember. And that's why all these monuments and stuff are, you know, this is all deals with this satanic crap, you know.
Yeah. Well, it could have been worse for us, I guess, because they did have morals, but not religious. I mean, in this video, they were saying things like, you know, like Ben Franklin said, as to Jesus of Nazareth, my opinion of whom you particularly desire, this is to the letter to the Yale president. He says, I think the system of morals and his religion, as they left them to us, the best the world ever saw,
right,
is likely to see. But he says, I apprehend it has received various corrupt changes, and I have, with most of the present dissenters in England, some doubts as to his divinity. He compliments the morality of Christ while rejecting his authority, which was typical of the founding fathers. And I'll leave it at that. I was shocked. I mean, but anyway,
Bill,
if people want to...
Bill Cooper's got some good stuff on the Freemasons, too, if you go to archive.org. I mean, there's countless audio archives of his shows. My special one I like to listen to is the one on NASA and the one on the moon there. But the NASA one is about the moon rocks from Mars. You'll laugh your butt off listening to that one.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks for taking my call.
All right. My best to you. Okay.
Pick
another call. Yeah. Take care. Chance in Wyoming. West Virginia. I almost saw a Y instead of a V. Good evening, Chance. Hope you're having a good evening.
Hello, Mr. Rogers. I'm so sorry to hear about your pet.
Well, thank you, sir.
If I may ask about your Iraq video a while back concerning you had peripheral neuropathy, I went through the same thing. How are you doing with that?
I have been taking vitamin B12 in massive doses, and it's helping.
Great. I'm glad to hear that. You know, the gentleman I called two callers ago mentioned Waco. And when that happened, I remembered a government that could wantonly kill women and children like that. That affected me for quite a while. And I said to myself, if a government can kill women and children like this with no regard, I mean...
Well, can I up the ante on you on that one?
Sure.
Let's take Syria for an example of an alleged chemical attack allegedly done by Dr. Bashar al-Assad, and the U.S. launches 100 Tomahawk missiles there, costing $2 million apiece, allegedly over children, to which Donald Trump says the poor children. Meanwhile, we have the U.S. government, Waco, and then we have the U.S. government who funds Planned Parenthood that literally, with surgical pliers, rips the lives of 800 babies out of their mother's wombs a day.
You know,
we're talking morality.
We're talking evil and wickedness. We're talking evil and wickedness. It's amazing. God bless you, Mr. Rogers. I try not to miss your show. You have one of the best shows on RBN.
Well, I'm not political. That's why, as far as you know, what the only thing that bothers me, Chase, is this. Or is it Chance? Chance, what bothers me on this is that we have those hosts here that are diehard ex-military, and I have no problem with them. I'm glad they were able to serve their country, like you know. But they're dyed-in-the-wool company men. They sit there and they like you know. They always refer to like our military and stuff. And what the military is doing these days is not in my name. I cannot endorse something like that. You know. Same thing with these politicians that they sit there and they technically masturbate, whether it's on Twitter or something like that, about the egos of these guys. And, of course, then your politicians are sitting there saying, hey, you know, buy my book, see how I screwed you, and got away with it. You know, it's amazing that people fall for this crap.
When you look around and you see what's happening to this country, how they're perverting and distorting young children's minds, and like the other gentleman caller said, poisoning our pets, I have no respect for man. I have respect for our Lord and Savior, and that's it. And I'm not trying to preach, but I'm convinced we live in evil, wicked times, and it's only going to progress.
I tried to watch a video on YouTube. I wasn't signed in. I rarely sign into YouTube, but it was on stupid human fails or something like that, stupid people fails, and it says, you know, I was age-restricted. However, you can take your granddaughter down to a library and have some drag queen Queen read to it.
Can you imagine? What parent with a sane mind would actually do that? This is what I'm saying. I think we're so far beyond. It's heartbreaking. It's wicked. I don't know what adjective to apply to it anymore.
I've got the answer for you, because you know the Bible says in the last days that the bad times would advance from bad to worse there, and it's not that it's actually advancing. It's just people are actually waking up to actually see the bad, and that's what it is.
Well, I hope more people do. I'm convinced we're in the last times. There's no doubt about it. And Mr. Rogers, good night now, and God bless you.
All right, you too. Okay, have a good evening there. I have one more caller here, but I want to read this story here real fast because this kind of pisses me off here. But George Pell, the Vatican CFO over there, often called the third most powerful person in the Vatican, was recently convicted on all charges that he sexually molested choir boys in Australia in the 1990s. Australia's newspapers aren't able to print this now, and they came out with a front page Thursday edition there of Australia's Herald Sun with the title Censored. A statement to our readers that the world is reading a very important story that is relevant to the Victorians. The Herald Sun is prevented from publishing details of the significant news. And Patty, right for the show here, I'd sent a post out here earlier about someone did anyway. But anyway, it was on the Vatican that wants more immigrants. And, of course, I replied to that, probably younger ones, little kids. But anyway... That's how bad this is. And people tied to these organizations to build them up, which, of course, goes through massive lawsuits, but you're actually paying their fraud money off to, you know. Anyway, Fred in Iowa. Good evening, Fred. I hope you're having a good night.
Yeah, it's not too bad. Hey, have you heard of Cody Snodgrass?
Snodgrass. I have. Where did I just read that article at?
Well, get on that like ugly on an ape, because I've got on my list Cody Snodgrass, and I got about 15 downloads about him on different host shows. But one of the best ones is an explosive CTM, full interview, Robert Snodgrass. Anyhow, that's... Caravan to Midnight. But anyhow, on the Black Ops operator comes forward and tells all. When I pulled that up, they yanked it off the, they took it down.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll tell you, I am just shocked and amazed at RBN and all they come up with. And nobody has heard of Snodgrass. Now, that's Cody Snodgrass, C-O-D-Y. And Snodgrass is S-N-O-D-G-R-E-S. But the one about, I don't know if it's Jeff Renshaw, but part two, Waco, Janet Reno, and the Clintons. And my friend, I think you've been a little misled on Waco. But anyhow, they've taken that one down. But anyhow, explosive, let's see, I'll just pull it up here and get the information on it.
Well, I just remember this, Fred, that no matter where you look, there's corruption no matter where you go, and we have a government that's willing to kill its own to further its agenda, you know.
Well, anybody that don't know that is a damn idiot.
That's right.
This guy was the CIA Black Ops operator, and he's got the goods on all of them, and I have watched hours of this guy. And there's another one out there, too. But you check him out, and let's get this guy out and everybody be aware of it. And
all
it's
right.
Just more. It takes a lot of goddamn time. You know,
right.
People aren't aware of present truth. But
well, you know, that's, Fred, that's been my thing here is, you only get to where you actually understand things is by hours of not only listening, reading, but also putting pieces together there and drawing a conclusion. Then, of course, if you share those conclusions with others, you can either get them to see, well, you know, hey, there might be something behind this. But in our world today, conspiracy theories has been branded to the point where no one wants to listen to you because they cannot imagine that there's something so deep and evil going on within your own country. And we see that now, as like the, I mentioned earlier, the yellow vests throughout France and everything, as these people are rising up and they're seeing that these guys are just puppets for these big banks and they want them out.
I said almost 5 years ago, until it got too much for the people. But when I come on, February the 5th, this coming February the 5th, I'll be calling an RBN for 5 years. I said, people, when they hear this, they're going to fall down, go into the fetal position, and puke all over themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm acutely aware of what you're talking about.
Right.
But I kind of lost my train of thought. But talk about something. Maybe it'll come to me.
That's right. I got other callers here. So, it's like, say, when you realize the amount of deception, like I've mentioned there, that the Waco shooting was one thing, but the Ruby Ridge was the same FBI sniper. These guys are all team players, and you know, and they're used just like the article from the Guardian that says that the FBI is behind all domestic terrorism, also covered in the New York Times. This is all used to get ferment anger and outrage at, say, Muslims, to where George Bush says we have to fight them over there, so we'd have to fight them over here, and now they're importing them over here. Does that make sense?
Yeah, well, you triggered my memory. When I went to the Iowa State Fair, I lived a lot of years in California. I got back 19 years ago, and I talked to, by chance, Ruby Ridge, his nephew.
Mm-hmm.
Name his name. I've got a mental block
I got a mental block on it too, but go ahead. I know what you're talking about.
Okay. The guy, Horioshi, that shot his wife was the same bastard
in Waco. Right.
That sniper that shot them people.
Yeah, women and children in the doorway trying to escape the fire. You have to say it that right. It was women and children trying to escape the fire.
Here is something I want to get out. Okay, Chris Hinckley is number one. Okay, Tom LaCavara, which I've known for a long time, too. Okay, they finally got together. I want you three to get together. This is very important because all this stuff that you put out, which is excellent, and a lot of the stuff on RBN is excellent, is a present truth. But if you don't tie it to the Bible, it's as useless as tits on a boar hog.
Well, so, you know, Fred, I'm a firm believer that we are allowed to see the light so that the darkness can actually shine. It's actually in reverse. Because those that have a moral and a Christian training aren't so easy to fool because they can see the evil in so much. And yet everyone else, you know, they go common day thinking, hey, this is normal, you know, and they go along with it, the so-called agenda. But anyway, Fred, I got to cut you loose. I got another Fred over there in Michigan. I'm sure he wants to say about
it. I'll have to call in next week to get all my stuff out. And I got a lot of important stuff. So anyhow,
take some notes, okay?
Okay.
Have a good evening, okay? Thanks for calling in. All right, Fred, Michigan there. We're going to run up on the break here in a second here. But go ahead, Fred. How are you doing?
Yeah, okay. Hey, regarding why people believe what they believe and the bit about conspiracy theory, everyone, especially Fred and Rhonda, anyone in the audience, they need to really see here Brendan O'Connell's How Israel Rules Barbarians Inside the Gates. How Israel Rules. And
very good video.
They're going to see a former retired CIA company guy, Richard Thieme, author of Mind Games, who gives an hour-long presentation at the 2014 DEFCON Hackers Conference, and he delineates the fact that starting in the 40s and continuing to this present day, CIA regularly, he cited what? Over 20 to 40 periodicals, 1,000 different publications, all right, of which were designed to, you know, stoogify, dupify the American sheeple populace, because they created the Cold War, they created the Bolshevik Jew communists, they orchestrated the Bolshevik Revolution, and at the same point in time, this blew my mind when I saw
this.
Well,
hang on, Fred, hang on, I got my break coming up here, and we'll get right back to you, okay? Speaking of that, though, you might look up the Mighty Wurlitzer in the New York Times here. It talks about the CIA's infiltration into our media here. But we'll be right back.
Double talk is all you get. And you wanna...
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard. Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
If you want to vent your frustrations, you got some things that you need to say. There's a place where people always listen. Go on, dial it up today. Talk radio. Truth is on talk radio.
Welcome back, everyone.
Turn it on.
Hey, yep. Fred, before I get back to you, I want to read one story here because I want to get this out because I know how you and I can talk at times. So bear with me here. You know, speaking of gun seizures, the Government Accountability Office on Thursday released a report on the record purchases of firearms, ammunition, and tactical equipment by federal law enforcement agencies. This 86-page report focused on the weapons acquired by 20 diverse federal agencies, ranging from the Environmental Protection Agency's office to the Inspector General to the FBI. What it found was that the agencies reported spending at least $38.8 million on firearms, $325.9 million on ammunition, and $1.4 billion on this tactical equipment in the last 8 years. Remember, they are trying to take the guns of Americans. If you keep that in line, you'll see what's going on. So back to you, Fred, in Michigan there. Have your thought in there again now. Go ahead.
No problem, Keith. Great intel. On YouTube, came upon, I was raised Roman Catholic, altar boy, minister of communion, yada, yada.
My condolences.
I busted out of that. And, you know, all this pedophilia morass hits, and I'm thinking, what could be possible? How could that have happened? So I came upon YouTube. Well, Saturday night, Al Whitney had a Michael Collins Piper broadcast regarding October 1958, when a pope was elected, but then, you know, rescinded. So I did some due diligence there and came upon some presentations by the title Papal Imposters. And the number one, two installment of Papal Imposters documents that the Pope, I think it was Pius the 12th, he died very mysteriously. His private doctor said there was nothing wrong with him. He could have lived at least another 20, 30 years. Then there were three cardinals that all died within the next, like, 10 days who were going to be involved in the new election. All right. So, then I came upon this, that was papal, and then I came upon one, let's talk about the Catholic Church, its satanic history. All right, so 2013, the Easter High Mass at the Vatican. You can hear and you can see the Latin translation into English, where the priest, the bishop, whatever, who is calling the Mass, they're actually literally glorifying, celebrating Lucifer as the father of Christ Messiah. And then I found a couple installments on YouTube about the fact that in June of 62, I think it was 29 June 62,
right,
they formally installed and throned Lucifer at the Vatican. And right, the last thing is
right,
the third temple in Israel is now being reconstructed, and Trump is have a new shekel.
I know. Yeah.
Shekel,
all right.
Point.
We're running out of time, Fred. There, my end of the show's here. But hey, thanks for calling in. You should have called in earlier, okay? But y'all have a good evening there. I got to get down and get my dinner going there. And you guys have a nice evening. Thanks to those in the chat room. I believe that Doug is up next live. And thank Kenneth, control room, and all the listeners out there in state. We'll catch you next week there, okay? Good evening from Montana.
Turn it on, turn it up, the louder it'll go. Talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up, the louder it'll go. Talk radio.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $400? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc.
See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsite.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.